Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 35 of the AP Now podcast. I'm your host, Mary Schaefer from AP Now. In this episode, we welcome back Terry Cook, who's joined us today to talk about evaluating processes for an improved expense reporting. I promise you, it's much more interesting than I'm making it sound when I read the title out. Today's show is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. Welcome, Terry. It's great to have you back here again. We had such a good time the last time we did the podcast, when you did episode 33, in case anybody wants to listen and hear Terry talk about starting over after 50. I wanted to invite you back to discuss something you had mentioned. Since you've worked for several Fortune 500 sized companies, you have a wealth of experience, and I'm hoping we can draw on a little bit of it today. So if you don't mind, can we talk about expense reporting? It's a process that I know doesn't go smoothly for a lot of people. Now, as much fun as we've had over the years talking about the different ridiculous things we've seen on expense reports, I'm thinking that today we should probably focus on the process.
You're welcome, Mary. Thank you for having me back. Definitely not a process that runs smoothly, especially if your organization is still manual.
Yep. So you went to meditation last night. How did that go?
It was nice. It was good. My daughter Erin and I went. It was free. It was just trying to get to know how to meditate and looked at it a total different way. I didn't realize that when your brain's really like a camera. So when you close your eyes and you meditate, you start seeing pictures, and they're pictures of events that happen. And then you just cleanse yourself or whatever. But yeah, it was good. Thank you for asking.
Okay. So talking about cleansing, we have a very disorganized process in many organizations, that of expense reporting. And I know you have you encountered this in one of the organizations that you worked for. There was some problems. Perhaps you can give us a quick rundown on some of the problems.
Sure. The manual process, as we all know, is broken. There's just too many holes, leaving opportunities for people to violate the policy, submit duplicate payments or duplicate expense reports, people missing their receipts because they lose them. The turnaround time sometimes could be 30 to 45 days, because by the time the employee completes the expense report, and then it's got to go to their supervisor, and then it's got to go through all the different approvals, and then gets to AP, and guess what? AP sends it back, so the turnaround time is
start all over again.
Yeah, start all over again, right? Yeah. And not what makes a happy customer, and just trying to track down paper. You know, it's just like that old commercial, give it to Mikey, he'll eat anything. It's give it to AP, they lose everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we're known as that, I don't know, like I said, paper's like that magnet, and it immediately puts the expense report into this big vacuum, right? Mm-hmm. So, and then you just have a lot of unhappy customers, which I mentioned earlier, and unhappy employees, your staff, because they got to go through it and they're getting paper cuts and staple cuts and everything else. You have no control of your spend. Also, enforcing the policy. How do you enforce it? Mm-hmm. And expense report fraud. That's just the expense piece of it. Travel's a whole other one. We'll have to talk about that on another session.
Right. So do you think sometimes people, because it takes so long to get reimbursed, or they find the process onerous, they use that as an excuse to play games and maybe put in for reimbursement of things that they're not entitled to?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, they do. They can get away with it. They're going to. It's just like if your child can't have a piece of candy, and they're going to go sneak a piece of candy at somebody else's house. So if they can get away with it, absolutely.
Yeah, and then they tell each other about how to do it.
Excuse me?
They tell each other how to do it.
That's right.
And then you have copycats. Okay, so, you know, we've talked on a number of occasions about how you revamped this whole, the whole travel thing at one of your former organizations. But typically what I've found is when something like this happens, there's what I call a trigger event, something mm-hmm. that, finally made management sit up and say, okay, we've got to do something about this. Did that happen?
Yeah, but you always want to, you may talk about, I need to automate. And we finally got upper management to say yes. And this is going back years ago when it wasn't required to have a detailed receipt and it was acceptable to have a summary receipt. And one individual kept submitting in expense reports for meals that was on a summary, and it just, something just didn't sit right. So I actually contacted the restaurant and asked them to provide a copy of the receipt. When they did, on that receipt, they had, okay, so the guest, it was over eight people. So the tip was already included. And in the detailed receipt, there were a couple of gift cards for the restaurant. Really? That, and it was during the holidays, so I guess they were giving them out to people. Mm-hmm. But we would have never saw that, or we didn't ever see it, because it was on a summary receipt. Mm-hmm. And to top it all off, in addition, on the summary receipt, they added more of a tip. So it was another double tip.
So it was the tip that they got, not that went to the waiter.
That's right. So the waiter already got their tip, because it was included mm-hmm. on the detail expense. And then on the summary, it was the tip, an additional tip. Mm-hmm. On the summary, you don't have on there how many guests.
No.
Or even if you did have how many guests are there, not every restaurant will put the gratuity on there.
No. They don't. For the most part, they don't. Yeah.
Yeah. So those little gift certificates to the restaurant, who are they going to?
Yeah. So you called over to the restaurant, you got what I call the detailed meal receipt. Was everybody pretty horrified?
Yeah, because then, you have to start going back, and that individual, we had to go back and re-audit a lot of the expense reports. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, even though your supervisor's approving it, why isn't the supervisor questioning it? Maybe the person with the signature authorization, why are they not question it? It still ends up, for whatever reason, feeling like the blame is on AP. Even though it's not,
right?
AP feels, because we're so that's who we are. We feel
right.
Right.
You can catch it, right. So one of the we do a lot of surveys and statistics at AP Now, and we've actually surveyed people on this issue of, do you think managers actually review expense reports before they approve them? We survey accounts payable people, accounting, controllers, people like that. And only, I think the number is 22%, say they believe all their managers review expense reports before approving them. I think this is a huge problem. And these are the people who, in my humble opinion, or not so humble, are in the best position to catch a fraud, and they don't look.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody thinks that they are because it's their responsibility, but they're really hoping that AP catches it.
Right. Or they don't want to even think that their person would steal.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Terry, let's take a moment to have a word from the sponsor and then come back and talk about how you evaluated that problem, because I think it's one that a lot of folks have. All righty. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose, and it takes time to track down approvers while also having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all of that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, accounts payable, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/APnow. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/APnow. All right, Terry. So I know in my experience, I'm a great list person. I'm always making lists. But I suspect that's what you did. You made a list of the things you wanted to change. And perhaps you could share some of those items with us.
Sure. So one, we needed to get control of our spend. And we needed visibility. Enforce the policy and tighten our policy and rewrite our policy. That was very important. Improve customer service. Stop duplicate receipts, duplicate payments, duplicate entry, but most importantly, let's stop the fraud or give people the option of committing fraud, right? So we needed to start safeguarding. The other piece which is real important is speeding up the process of the expense report, and that is just your signature authorization. I don't know, in the manual world, you actually had to look up to make sure that was really somebody's signature.
Yeah.
Right? So that was painful. So that was one that was really important, is improving the workflow, reimbursing the employees faster, processing the invoices, the expense reports faster, where now you can utilize your staff in other areas, and streamline the expense management system. The whole process of that.
Okay. All right. That sounds pretty thorough. And in addition to that, don't you have some what I call the painful issue or the people issues, some things you had to do there?
Sure. Oh, God. We needed to get everybody's buy-in, right? Mm-hmm. Getting everybody on board. And then from there, forming our champions. So when I mean by forming champions, going around your community, your departments, and getting people on board to help you build out this product. Because it's not just for AP, it is for the whole entire company that's going to be using this, your end users and your AP staff. Also working together, which is real important, working together with your IT department and also your AP functional team. But AP needs to make sure that they stand ground. This is the product that is going to represent them. I mean, when I say them, represent AP. Don't let IT take over. You know, you're going to find that your IT team's going to say, no, it can't work. This is the way it's got to be done. No, this is what we need. This is what the organization needs. This is how we need to tighten things up. This is what we need you to do. So stand your ground. This is an AP product that you're putting out there for your whole organization to use to make life simpler for everyone. So in the beginning, that had to be one of the hardest part, is the IT and AP function, right? Working together and building it out.
Yeah, that
base. And then from there, it's communication. You just got to rev it up, communicate. It's coming, keeping everybody up to date on where you are in the process. And I say everyone, that means everyone in the organization, right? That submits an expense report. And then start scheduling out your training. Because you need to make sure that everyone is trained so they're not frustrated. You don't want people to try it once and then say, oh, this stinks, this is awful, blah, blah, blah. You know, because sometimes that happens and you think like, oh, God, are they going to come back?
Yeah.
And I just know myself, like the first time, it's like, oh, God, this is going to be so hard, to then come and now looking back and saying, I can't even imagine my world ever going back.
Right.
To that manual process.
Yep.
No, no one likes change. It's hard. You get so comfortable. It's like your favorite pair of jeans. I'll always wear them. But change is always good.
Right.
And having automation is only going to make life easier and better and more things will be controlled, and visibility was key.
Did you mandate that everybody go for training?
Oh, yes, you had to. In the very beginning, it was mandated. But then after, that was in the very beginning of the launch.
Okay.
But then as more users were using it, people internally in that department would train. But okay. Then as the younger generation would come in, they were already working on it. Oh, yeah, I worked on that before. Oh, yeah. And it came easy to them.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I think in general, technology has gotten easier. I should be knocking on wood really loud. Can you hear me knocking? So one thought that did go through my mind is when you had this particular episode, did that trigger the company deciding that they were going to now mandate the detailed meal receipt?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the other issue that I hear with that is that I believe it sounds like the company did not mandate the use of a company card for travel and entertainment reimbursements.
No.
Because that also would have addressed the issue of adding the extra tip for themselves.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So that was pretty interesting. I know we were talking about the forest and the trees, and you had the gorilla example. Can you tell us a little bit about this and how it ties into expense reporting?
Yeah. So I was at a meeting, a couple weeks ago. It was pretty interesting. So someone brings up this video, and they said, all right, now I want you to look at this video. And all the people with their white shirts on, I need you to count how many times that ball is tossed. So I'm just focusing on the people wearing the white shirt. So then they say, how many times was the ball passed? And you say 16. Then they said, okay, did anyone see the gorilla standing in the middle? And I was like, no. Did anyone see the curtains change? No. Did anyone see the person leave? No. And the reason is because I was just so focused on just one section. I wasn't looking at anything else. So the key is things get lost and things get missed when you are just focused on one thing and not looking at the whole picture. So don't get so lost and be too into the trenches of things. You need to have a broader scope, a bigger picture. And that's the nice thing, too, about with automation. It's doing all the work for you. You know, you don't have to worry about not seeing the gorilla in the room and not seeing the curtains change because that automation is happening. It's doing it for you.
It gives you a chance to see the forest and look at the forest. Stop just focusing on the transaction tree, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It was very interesting.
Okay. Well, thanks, Terry. That was really interesting for me anyway. I love to talk about expense reimbursement issues, and not everybody finds it as interesting as we do. Thanks for everyone for listening to this AP Now podcast. Thank you, Terry, for joining us again, and I hope you'll come back again and have some more interesting chats with us.
Absolutely. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
And again, a special thank you for our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, your staff, or wherever. To be alerted to new episodes, visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. It also contains tips for news and upcoming AP Now webinars, article postings, and, of course, more episodes like this. Hope to see you again on another AP Now podcast. Mm-hmm.